and you could say in one word, what would come to your mind? Love?
Security.
Sacrifice. Nurturing. Selfless. Caring.
Discipline.
Amazing. I didn't hear nothing over in this section over here. Anybody? If you say mother, what do you think of? Sacrifice. Sylvia? She tried to act like she was digging in her gum so I wouldn't call her. Joe? Selfless. You know, I heard a saying that says, it's not what she gave up to have kids, but it's what she gained. You know, it's not what she gave up, but it's what she gained. So we honor you this morning, all you mothers. For you mothers, you don't get no credit at all. Let's just be honest. You know it. You feel that sometimes. And you feel like that you don't get no credit. We see it. We just don't honor it. So today we say thank you. It's nothing we can say or do to really give you the credit you deserve. But today, men, I think it's for us to just give them a hand this morning in honoring our mothers and saying thank you. And for those of you that doesn't have any children, or maybe your mother's passed on or you don't have any children, there is somebody that looks up to you. There's little kids watching you as a woman or as a young lady, and you may be a mother to them. So you're special. No matter what category you're in this morning, you're special. For the single ladies that's raised kids, I don't know what to say. That's the toughest thing there is. Nobody knows what you've been through but you. The ones that's raised kids with a couple, as a couple, they should understand if there's just one, they understand at least a little bit how hard it is. So to you, the single that had to work, had to provide, had to raise their kids, nobody understands where you're at or where you've been. So we honor you today. Come on, give them one more hand. I want to go into the Word this morning, if we'd bow our heads, if you would. Father, I thank you this morning for what you've given us. I thank you for the people that's here, no matter what category it is. Father, we're honored to be in your presence, and we honor you this morning. So, Father, we hope that our worship and our Word makes your heart smile. And, Father, I thank you this morning that you will, Lord, cleanse our hearts this morning and unclog our minds. Lord, maybe we've come in here this morning and we're just cloudy, we're foggy, we just don't know where to turn. But Father, show us the way this morning. Because you're still the answer. Out of all the chaos in the world, you're still the answer. You're the basic truth. And you don't lie. Your Word never returns void. So Father, I thank you this morning. Just be with me the next few minutes as I try to deliver your Word, Lord. In your precious name we pray, and we all say, amen. I want to just talk a few minutes. First, I want to tell you that we got the Old Testament, we got the New Testament. And believe it or not, I don't know if this is you or not in here, but we got the Old Testament, we got the New Testament. And I've heard a lot of people preach the Old Testament out of the way. I've heard a lot of people say, disregard the Old Testament. It's not relevant. It's nothing to us. These days, just cut it out of the Bible. I even had a couple of pastors come to me and say, you know, the Ten Commandments, for a long time I was mad they took it away from the courthouses, but I understand now and I agree with it because the Old Testament is irrelevant. Now, I want to read a couple of scriptures, and the reason why I'm getting to this morning is because the scripture that I want to read from is going to be from the Old Testament. And I just want to show you this morning what the New Testament says about the Old Testament. Okay, in Luke 24, verse 44, says, "Then he said to them, 'These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Can anybody tell me what book did you see Moses starting to surface? Genesis and all the way on through the Exodus. Which is what? The Old Testament. Now what did Jesus just say? He said, the words that I spake when I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses must be fulfilled. It did not say to be done away with. It didn't say it was irrelevant, but it said it must be fulfilled. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, it says, do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets or do away with the law. I have not come to do away or abolish them, but to what? Fulfill them. That didn't mean that he came to say, do away with the Old Testament. Forget it. It's not relevant these days. But he said, I have come to fulfill those. So now, my friend, I got it laid out to you. It's just a simple little lesson here today. It's nothing deep. That yes, the Old Testament is relevant. It's still alive. It's in the Word of God. If it wasn't relevant, he wouldn't have put it there. Can I get amen? Now I want to look at today. This world is in such a chaos. You cannot argue with me that this world is in such an upside down shape, chaotic that it's ever been in this since you can remember. It's backwards. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. So this world is full of chaos. But when you learn something, you start with the basics. I talked to Chris Friday night about drums. And I told him this. I said, now listen, there's been a lot of people, a lot of kids come to me and I've given a lot of drum lessons. Grown-ups, different types of ages. The first thing most of them ask me is, hey, Michael, can you teach me how to do the brum, brum, ch? Okay? Y'all want to hear that again? Brum, brum, ch. Okay? I say, well, you don't want to learn the drums then. Because that is not playing the drums. If you're looking to do that, I can't teach you that. That will come on your own. But I will tell you, and I will teach you the basic of the drum. And when you become a professional at the basics, then all of that will fall into place. I don't care what you do, whether you're playing sports, learning an instrument, piano, singing. If you don't master the basics of something, then you can't do it. You must become professional and relevant at the basic. Because I've known good hitters in baseball and myself get in slumps, and you try everything there is to get out of that slump. You try to get a bigger bat. You try to get a smaller bat. You try to swing harder. You try to swing a little less. You stand different. You don't wear batting gloves. You wear one batting glove. That's not the answer. What you must do when you're in a slump at something is return to the basics. We're living in such a chaotic world today, and everybody is running around. We're in a mess. The churches are a mess. The community is a mess. Homes are a mess. Kids are a mess. Relationships are a mess. Everywhere we turn, there's trouble. There's chaos. So we ask the question, what do we do? How do we get out of this? Let's look at TV for a second. The rioters on TV here this past riot were hailed as the heroes. And the cops were hailed as the terrorists. The very people, the very cops that tried to restore order of other people burning buildings, tearing it down, smashing cars, they were hailed as the terrorists. The ones that were doing the burning and smashing were hailed as the heroes. What does that say about the world that we live in? You know, that's a reflection maybe of our own home. Maybe that's a reflection of our own church. Maybe that's a reflection of our own community. What we see in society, maybe it started with where we're at. Maybe instead of the man being head of the home, we let our kids be run our home. Maybe we let the wife run the home. Maybe we are just completely chaotic. Because when there's disorder, there's chaos. So you're asking me, what should we do? Let's return back to the basics. Let's think about the basics for just a moment. What did they remove from the courthouses? The Ten Commandments. Very basic commandments. That if we would follow those commandments, how much better our lives would be. They took prayer out of school, took the commandments out of classrooms, out of the court system, and now look where society is. Now, some of us need a brush up. You say, oh, because guess what? We overlook basics. Just like the guys that come to me and say, I want to learn the digga-dum, psh, they overlook the basic beat. Or whatever you're doing, most people overlook the basic. And here we're going to go back to basics this morning. Just for a second, I want the Ten Commandments is what I'm going to read. Exodus 20, 3 through 17, I want us to look at for just a second. I'm not going to stay on them. I just want to get back to basics. It says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything, heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third, fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, your male or your female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Now the next one, since we're here on Mother's Day, is what, how many kids? We got some kids and we got some teenagers in here. Okay, this is not for just teenagers, because let me tell you, I've seen middle-aged and older kids talk down to their parents. So this is not just for the kids, but kids, I want to hit you for just a second. This is very basic. Verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord God has given you. What does honor mean? Honor is to respect, obey, keep, take heed, favor, compliment, give credit, appreciate, value, cherish, adore, give, reverence, just a few. Honor thy father and mother. I look at a society today where the simple basic of honoring our father and mother is a thing of the old. When I went to church, of course some of you know this better than me, 30 years ago as a kid, you sat still in church, you listened to the sermon, my mom and dad wouldn't let me fall asleep. Of course I did sometime. No sleeping, and I tell you what, if I talk back, something or someone came across my face. Okay? Or I had a white leather belt somewhere in the house that was used. We gave honor and reverence to God's house. Now you see the kids telling the parents what to do, talking down to the parents, and the parents reward them, thinking that's going to make them better, but it don't. It makes them worse. So we're living in society where there's dishonor everywhere you go. And it's chaotic. What do? We return back to the basics. Honor your father and your mother. What is the opposite of living a long time? Your life cut short. So, If you want to live a dishonorable life, teenagers, if you want to disobey, dishonor your mother and father, the opposite of living a long time is life being cut short. I don't know of anybody in here. You want me to give you an example? Look at the people that you see on television, the young kids that disobey cops or they disobey their parents. Most of the time you see these kids coming up shot because they're dishonorable. I know a lot of parents, a lot of cops, and a lot of things are getting the blame these days, but I tell you what, you take a ride with a cop and you see. They got tough jobs. Parents, you got a tough job. You got to keep it honorable with your kids, and your kids, you better obey and honor your mother and your father because they were God sent, because one day you're going to be in their shoes and you're going to understand exactly where they were coming from. Not only that, if you want a long life and if you want to do what the Lord says, you honor your mother and your father. That's a basic commandment. I'm going to go on to finish it here. You shall not murder, shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, shall not give false testimony against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, his male or female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor, shall not covet. 10 basic commandments that America, maybe the church, maybe your home, maybe our society has completely strayed away from, don't even pay attention to anymore. And just as the batter trying to get out of a slump tries everything except going back to the basic, maybe we have tried everything around us to make it better. Maybe we've tried a better this, more of that, this way of discipline. When all we have to do is go back to the Word and come back to the what? The basics. We live in an abrupt, orderly world, chaotic, serious world. This world's in trouble. We've forgotten about the Word. We've left it out. Instead of putting it in, the answer is take it out. That's been our answer. We've overlooked the basics of the Word, of what the Lord's speaking to us. Let me ask you this simple question. I remember growing up, everywhere you went, there was a plaque with 10 commandments everywhere, in every house. There was a Bible sitting there. Some were open. Some were open with the bookmarks. Some had markings all in it. There was a Bible in every house, and there was a plaque somewhere with the 10 commandments. Now, you don't see them nowhere. Let me ask you this simple question. This doesn't make you a bad person. Do you have a Bible out where your children can see it? Not just so they can see it, but do you really use it? Do you have a place where there's 10 commandments? It's a different world. What have we done? We talk about the world taking it out, but look what we've done in our personal life. We have taken it out of our lives. Whether we know it or not, we've taken the basics and threw it away. How basic is the Ten Commandments? You learn that when you're right knee high to a grasshopper. You learn that young, or hopefully we do, or we did. But we've taken what we've learned, we've balled it up, and tossed it out the door. Now we're living in a world that we can barely, we just don't know what to do. We have no idea how it got like this, but maybe we need to start doing this. Maybe we need to start looking in the mirrors at our home. Maybe we need to start looking in the mirror a lot more than we have been. Because this is also a society where everybody else is to blame. When something happens, it's definitely not your fault. When your kid does something in front of you, it sure ain't his fault. You shouldn't have let him do it. Have you seen that before? The blame is right here. Everybody do this. That's the blame. It's time for you and me to get our house in order. It's time to get our church in order. And when that happens, then you will see the community around you. Then you will see your state, your town, and then maybe the world start catching on. when we return back to the basics. And in those basics, mothers, once again, it says to honor a father and mother so that you have long life. Kids, there's nothing more precious than your mother. Whether you understand it now or not, there's nothing more precious than your mother. Let me tell you about a mother. Just a few things that I put down. A mother who was just there. When hope was lost, when faith was all you had, when no one else was there, when everybody else was impatient, you were patient. When you felt like giving up, when there was no money, when there was laughter, when there was tears, when we were sick, when we were hungry, you made a way. When you were exhausted, when you were disappointed, hurt, when you were miserable, when you were crying yourself, all the practices, all the appointments, taking us to church, for dressing us, giving us insight, speaking wisdom, showing us how, making good out of bad. There's been a lot of times our mothers couldn't go on any longer, but they did. They just stayed there. They toughed it out. They stuck to the Word for us, for me, for you. That's what we give honor to you this morning about mothers, is for just being there. We thank you for just being there. There's mothers in here that's taken in kids that they don't even know before. They've helped people that they don't even know. They've mothers that have shown love and been mentors to a lot of people in your community, in your neighborhood, in your church, teachers, preachers, Sunday school. Without you, it just wouldn't be possible. And men, let me tell y'all something before I end here. As a society, we're behind. The man's supposed to step up and be a leader. But if you look at the churches today, the women are taking the lead. We thank you, ladies. We need men to step up and be men. We need men to lead the way because they're doing the best that they know how to do in any given situation. That's what a mother does. I want somebody to turn to Mark 4:9 for me real quick as I end, and I want you to read it for me. Mark 4:9. If you get there, just read it. Who's there? Yes. Okay.
And he said to them, "He who has ears, let him hear."
He who has ears, let him hear and understand. I wondered what that was for years. What does that mean? Maybe you don't know what that means. If you go to the doctor and you're overweight or you have a sickness, and you walk in there and he says, "Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to drink water, get more rest, cut back on eating, and you need to start exercising every day." And then you say, "I'm out of here." Guess what's going to happen? You're going to accept the consequences that comes to you. If you go to the doctor with the ailment and he tells you what to do, his word wasn't for you. But the ones who has ears, let him hear and understand. If you really want to get better, you will listen to the doctor and do what it takes to get to where you need to be. The Bible says, those who have ears, let them hear and understand. Not this word today is going to be for everybody in here because you're not going to take it to heart. What kills me the most is I see people, "Oh, you just done such a great sermon. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules." I see it everywhere. "Oh man, he just threw down, man, the most awesomest sermon, dude. It was off the chain." Don't listen to a word he said. Go back, do the same thing that they were doing. So was it a good sermon? Probably was, but you did not have the ears for it. It's time that you start opening up your ears and applying the Word to your life. Then you will see changes. You do not see changes just by going to hear a good sermon, going to hear good worship, going to a good place. You have to have understanding and have ears to hear what's being said to you. So if you don't apply what has been said, then nothing will happen. I promise. You can go to church all your life, listen to the best sermons, best preachers, best worship, and if you don't apply it, nothing. You will be the same. But when you hear and understand and want to change, and be ready, if you don't, you're going to accept the consequences. So I say today, it's time that we return back to the basics. If your life is in chaos, it's time to return back to basics. If you're hurting and don't know where to turn, it's time to turn back to basics. Shell, would you come up, please? So I'm going to ask you this morning as we're closing, what's going on in your life? Have you strayed away? Is your house out of order? You can start right there if you want to. Is your house out of order? Have you just let it go astray? Have you just let it... What is what is? Oh, it'll happen. It's okay. Let them do what they want. You're going to be ready to accept the consequences, I hope. It's time to bring back order. It's time to get back to the basics. I urge everybody just to go home. Start with the Ten Commandments again. Here we go. My household, listen right here. Let's start right here. Very simple. You ain't got to do no deep studying. Shall not commit murder. That's simple. You don't have to explain. We know what that is. Kids know what that is. Basic. Go back. Get back to basics. Get your life on a foundation. It's never too late to start from the basic. No matter where you're at, let's get back to the basic. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take a minute. I'm not going to dwell on this. If your life is out of order, she's just going to play here. I don't know what it is in your life. I don't want you to think if you come up here, something's wrong with them. Oh, they think I'm this and that. That's not what this is. This morning, I'm just simply saying, if you're ready to get back to the basic and you're admitting to God and yourself, hey, I've been out of order. I've overlooked the basic. The altar's open this morning. I'm just going to take about a minute. As she's playing, I'm going to open these altars. Whether it's the steps right here, you have plenty of places to go. You can get in your seat and turn around and pray. That's okay. But the Lord's speaking to us this morning. He's speaking to our country. He's speaking to our homes. Is that you this morning? Let's bow our head. Father, I'm praying this morning that somebody wakes up. Maybe it's a family. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a teenager. I don't know who it is you're speaking to. But Father, I'm praying that ears are open, eyes are open. Lord, we're ready to understand. We're ready to do what your word says and get back to the basics. You said, let us have ears. And Lord, I'm praying that the ears are open. So if there's anybody in here this morning that needs about a minute or two or 5 minutes, whatever it is you need, as everybody's eyes are closed and heads are bowed, I'm going to ask you to come to the front. The altars are open. I'm not going to take long, but if that's you this morning, you want to talk to God, don't hesitate. Come forth. If you want to return to the basics, this is your chance. Please don't worry about who's beside you or who's looking around. there's still time for you this morning. If there's anybody got somebody in the altar, if you would, just stand up on your feet this morning. Let's bow our heads and let's go to the Lord in prayer. If there's anybody still in here, the altars are still going to be open. Father, we're thanking you this morning. Father, just for the breath that's in our body, for the chance that we have this morning, for the life that you've given us. Father, I thank you for the families that are here. Lord, we know, everybody, me and everybody under my voice knows what we need to do as individuals. We know where we've been lacking. We know where we've missed it. But Father, we want to get back on track as a society, as an individual, as a couple, as a home, as a community. Lord, we have children that's growing up in the environment around us has become such a dangerous and dark place. So, Father, we need your protection. Father, we need to get back to the basics of your word. Lord, forgive us where we've kicked you out. Forgive us for kicking you out of our home, for kicking you out of the car when we're riding down the road, in our quiet time, ignoring you. Forgive us, Lord, that even when we're in your very presence, we don't listen. We don't hear what you have to say. So, Father, we're praying a protection over everybody today. Kids, families, mothers, fathers, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. We need your protection. We thank you for your salvation. And just keep us safe, Lord, as we go our separate ways. Lord, we need you now more than we ever have before. Help us to be lights and give life to a dark and dying world, and we can pass it down. Father, we give you praise this morning, and for the ones that are still struggling with mothers that are not here with them this morning, we pray for strength. We pray for healing, Lord, in their hearts where the hurt is. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In your precious name we pray. And we all say,